Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding four lines from the top on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara. So we mentioned on the previous Amud Amem Amud Beis that even though that by the two Seirim on Yom Kippur there was this idea that the Geirul was Kaveya, which Seir would be LaShem and which one would be LaAzazel. When it comes to other karbanos, let's say Yoledas, who has to bring two birds, one as a chatas and one as an ayla, so there a gairul doesn't work to be kaiveya, which is the bird that's going to be the chatas and which is the bird that's going to be an ayla. Over there, it's only the kriyashem, it's only when she says, or well, we'll see soon that the kayin could say that this is the one that's the chatas and this is the one that's an ayla, that's how they're kaiveya, which one of the birds is the chatas and which one's an ayla. But by other karbanos, a gairul does not work. Gairul works by the seir ban Yom Kippur, but it doesn't work by other karbanos. So now says the Gemara Amar Rav Chisda, Eina kinin misparshis, that those that have to bring kinim, like we said, Yeledes, Azav, Zavam, Metzaira, different people that have to bring kinim, so Eina kinin misparshis, it doesn't get decided, you can't be mefarish, which one's the chatas or which one's the ayla, they can't be designated. The only time, there's specific times where they can be designated as the chatas and ayla, and that's either when the person buys the birds, that's one time, when they buy the bird, so then they could say that this is the one that's v'chatas and this is the one that's naila. Or when the kain goes to do the avayid and bring it as the karbon, so at that time he could decide and he could designate which one's the chatas and which one's the ayla. But in between those two times, if the bailim don't do it when they buy the bird, so then they can't, there's no way to designate which one's the chatas and which one's the ayla until la'siyas kain. And any other time in between, nothing happens if the person sitting on his couch and he says, oh, this bird will be the chatas and this bird will be the ayla, nothing happens from that. It's either by the lekichas bailim or by siyas kayin. That's Rav Chisda. I'm Rav Shimi Barashi, my time is Rav Chisda. What's the reason, meaning what's the makar for Rav Chisda, that's oy belekichas bailim, oy basiyas kain, that there's only these two times where they can designate which one's the chatas and which one's the ayla? Because the pasuk says, v'lakcha v'asa. Doesn't actually say v'lakcha v'asa, it means in two different parashios, and by the parash of Yeledes, when it discusses her kinim, so it says the word v'lakcha, and by other parashios, by the parash of Zav, by the parash of Mitzayra, Rashi says, so over there when it discusses the kinim, it says the lashon v'asa. Asa. So we learn out from there, from the fact that the Torah, when discussing the chatas and the ayla birds, it uses the lashinas of v'lakcha and v'asa, that there's only two times that they could designate which bird is the chatas and which one's the ayla. And that's ay b'lakicha, ay b'asiya. Either by lakicha, when the person buys the birds, ay b'asiya, meaning when the kayin goes to actually bring it as a carbon. Those are the only two times where the birds can be designated. In fact, the Gemara Meisvei, we had on the previous Amud Vasayu Chatos, the pasuk says about the Geirul on Yom Kippur, it says that the Geirul comes out and it says, Lashem Vasayu Chatos, and the Geirul, which at Lashem, makes that Sayer into a Chatos, right? There's only, even though the Kohen Gadol had in front of him two Seirim, only one of them actually gets brought as a Karban. The one that's Lashem gets brought as a Karban, Lashem as a Chatos, the other one goes and gets pushed off the cliff, which we'll discuss later. So the pasuk, when discussing the Seir Lashem, it says the Lashem Vasayu Chatos, that the Geirul makes it into a chatas. So the braisa is medayik from there, that a gairul is a chatas, vein Hashem is a chatas, that it's only the gairul that can make this sayer into a chatas, but the shame, meaning if the kain gadol would just say that, oh, this is the one that's a chatas, that would not work. It's only the gairul. The gairul is ma'akev. Sheyachal, because you could have thought, you could have made a kavachaymer. V'alei, denu, isn't it a kavachaymer? Umab, imakum, shalai, kidish, a gairul, if we find by other karbanais, by kinim, so there, it doesn't help to do a gairol, just making a gairol and then putting one that says the chatas and one that says an ayla on the prospective birds, that doesn't make one into a chatas and into an ayla. You have to dafka verbally, you have to designate it with your mouth. You have to say it, kri Hashem. It doesn't help to just do a gairol. And yet still kiddush Hashem, even though a gairol doesn't work by other birds, still kiddush Hashem, announcing it and saying it with the person's mouth, that does make one into a chatas and one into an ayla. So malkam shekiddush a gairol, so then by the seirim on Yom Kippur, where we find that even the gairul could make it into a chatas, so then ain't I din shekadesh Hashem, so I would have thought to say, so then surely there should be a kavachaymer that it should work if the Kohen Gadol says that this is a chatas. Even a gairul, which doesn't usually work by other karbanais, that works by Yom Kippur, so then surely designating it verbally should work to make it into a chatas. That's why, because we could have said this kavachaymer, tamalaymer, that's why the Torah has to tell us, that only the gairul is a chatas, that only the gairul is able potential to make the sayer into a chatas. Ve'ena shema isa chatas. Ad kan the braisa. That's what the braisa says, that on Yom Kippur, it's only the gairo that can make it into a chatas, and not saying verbally that this is a chatas, even though that verbal designation does work by other birds. Now wait a second, the hacha, where's the kohen gadol standing over here? It's not at the shas lekicha, right? It's not when they're the lav shas lekicha. It's not at the shas lekicha. It's not like at this time that's when he bought the serum. He's on Yom, it's Yom Kippur morning. The lav shas asiyah, this is not the time that he's bringing it yet as a karba. He's not going to bring it as a karba until much later. He's doing the gairul now, but the shechita is going to be not for until much longer. So v'lav shas asiyah, it's not the shas asiyah either. And yet still, v'katani, in the braisa says, the kava. It says that by other karbanais, it is kava to be makdish b'shem. It says that the Yom Kippur, it doesn't work to be makdish it b'shem, sheikadish Hashem. It only works sheikadish agayro and not sheikadish Hashem. But by other karbanais, it does work sheikadish Hashem. Now wait a second, this is not the shas lekicha or the shas asiyah. So how could the braisa say that by other karbanais, it does work to verbally designate it? Here we're not shas lekicha, not shas asiyah. So even by other kabbalahs, it wouldn't work to verbally designate one as a chatas right now. So how could the braisa say that? Elamai, you see that even though it's not shas lekicha and shas asiyah, you could verbally designate one as a chatas and one as an ayla, not like Rav Chista said. So it's a kasha on Rav Chista. Rav Chista who said that you could only verbally designate it b'shas lekicha or b'shas asiyah, this braisa seems to say not like that. Amar Rav, Rava says that no, it's not a kasha. Hachi kamer, this is what the braisa means to say. That ma b'makom shalai kiddush agayro va'afilu b'shas lekicha va'afilu b'shas asiyah. By other karbanos, a gairo does not work. Even if you do the gairo b'shas lekicha, even if you do the gairo b'shas asiyah, let's say by a yeledes that has to bring birds. So there, a gairo doesn't work. Even if she does the gairo b'shas lekicha or b'shas asiyah, it doesn't work. And yet still kiddush Hashem b'shas lekicha b'shas asiyah. And yet still it works to verbally designate it at one of those two times, either b'shas lekicha or b'shas asiyah. Verbal designation does work. So makom she kiddush agairo shalei b'shas lekicha. So on Yom Kippur, we find that even a gairo work. A gairo can work, and even though it's not even the shas lekicha v'shalei b'shas asiyah, so ain I din she kaddish Hashem b'shas lekicha b'shas asiyah. So shouldn't we make a kavuchaymer that at least b'shas lekicha b'shas asiyah? So then it should work to verbally designate it as a chatos. That if even a gairo could work, and even though it's not even shas lekicha b'shas asiyah, then surely it should work to verbally designate it b'shas lekicha b'shas asiyah. We can't use the Kavachimer to say that the Kohen Gadol could verbally designate it even at this time, because there's a concept of Daya, you can't learn more than the thing that we're learning it out from, and other birds' verbal designation only works B'Shas Lekicha B'Shas Asiyah. But at least then, at least B'Shas Lekicha B'Shas Asiyah, so it should work by the Seirim to verbally designate one as a Chatas. Even a Gairo works. So then surely it should work to verbally designate it B'Shas Lekicha B'Shas Asiyah. That's what the Braisa means to say. And on that, Tam Olayma, that's why we have the Pasuk. That only the gairo could work to make it into a chatas. Ve'ena shema isa chatas. But you do not see from here anything about verbal designation working, even shaloi, even when it's not shas lekicha and shas asiyah. Really, it only works when it is shas lekicha and shas asiyah, like Rav Chista says, and we could still be mefarish the braisa. So there's no kasha from this braisa on Rav Chista. Says the Gemara, another kasha on Rav Chista. Toshima. The Baisa says like this, Metamin Mikdash Ani. So you have a person that he by mistake, Bishaygi, he walks into the base of Mikdash while he's Tameh. So the lacha is, and that he's chayv a carbon oil of Yared. Carbon oil of Yared means that if he's wealthy, so then he brings an animal as a chatos. And the next darga, the next level under that, is that he brings two birds. One as a chatos and one as an oila. So Mikadish Mikdash Ani. He goes into the base of Mikdash by mistake when he's Tameh. And he's an Ani, he's poor. So the lacha of an Ani is that, like we just said, that he brings two birds, one as a chatas and one as an ayla. And now what happened is like this. V'hifrish ma'ais l'kinai. I guess he wasn't at the store. He wasn't going to the store yet. He set aside money though, that this is going to be the money. Let's say he takes two $100 bills. He puts it to the side and he says, okay, these are one $100 bill is going to be for the chatas, one's going to be for the ayla. He takes the $200 and he puts it on the side. So he designates the money. This is the money I'm going to use to buy the birds. And then v'hesher, he becomes wealthy. And now we just said that someone who's wealthy, and so for this, for being metame mikdash, the lacha is that he brings an animal. He just brings an animal as a chatas. One animal, he brings it as a chatas. So now he became wealthy. And then ba'achar kach amar, and then afterwards, he mistakenly, what he said was, is that he looked at his pile of money on the side, his two $100 bills, and he said, elu l'chatasai, ve'elu l'ilasai, and he designated that one $100 bill was going to be for his chatas. He specified that this one's going to be, the one with the pen mark is going to be for the chatas, and the one without the pen mark, that's going to be for his ayla. He designates the two bills, one for his chatas and one for his ayla. Now really that was wrong, because now that he's wealthy, he only brings the chatas. He just brings an animal, one animal as a chatas. But I guess he didn't know that, or whatever the case is, and therefore he designated one $100 bill for his chatas, the one with the pen mark, and the one without the pen mark he designated for his carbon oila. So the halacha is that now again, he has to bring an animal. Really, he has to bring an animal. So what's he going to do with this money? So says the Braisa, Maisef u'mevi chayvasa midmei chatasai. He's only allowed to add, and he could use the $100 bill with the pen mark that he designated for the bird for his chatas, and now he could use that to contribute towards his behema. Behema maybe costs $500. It's much more expensive than the bird. So he could use that $100 that he designated for his chatos, and that could go towards his behema. So maisef umevi chayvasa midmei chatasa, he's allowed to add and bring his chiyah, meaning his behema, from the money that he designated for his chatos. Ve'ein maisef umevi chayvasa midmei oilasai, but he cannot use the $100 bill that he designated for his oila to contribute to the behema, because an oila is a different carbon. He needs to bring a chatos. The oila was already designated as an oila, so he can't switch from an oila to a chatas. So that money that he designated for his oila, so that's not going to be able to be usable now for his carbon chatas. Now wait a second. Frek the Gemara, that's the Braisa. Now frek the Gemara, v'ahacha de lav shas l'kicha, v'lav shas asiyahi. Here, what happened? The person designated his money, and then he won the lottery, whatever it is, he became rich. So now what? Where is he? He's sitting on his couch. It's not the shas l'kicha. He has his money on the side. He's not bringing it as a carbon yet. He only has it in money form right now. So it's just sitting on the side right now. And he designates one as the chatas, $100 bill as the chatas, and one as the oila. And seemingly that worked, because we said that he cannot use the $100 that he designated for his oila to contribute towards his behema. So obviously this designation worked, even though it was not shas l'kicha and not shas asiyah. So frak the gemara, v'hacha de lav shas l'kicha, v'lav shas asiyah hi, it's not the shas l'kicha, it's not the shas asiyah, v'katani de kava. And yet still the brice is mavur that it worked, that this verbal designation worked. So it's a cash owner of who said that that verbal designation of one as a chatas and one as an ayla only works b'shas l'kicha and b'shas asiya? Says the Gemara, it's not a kasha. Rav Sheshes says that v'tisfara. Anyways, what do you think the brisa makes sense to you? The brisa is tamishver, because va'amar Rabbi Lazar, amar v'hishaya that mitame mikdash asher v'hevi carbon ani. One who is mitame mikdash, he goes into the base of mikdash b'shegig while tame, and he's wealthy. V'hevi carbon ani, and he brings the carbon of an ani instead of bringing the behema that he's supposed to bring. He brings two birds. So the halacha is lo yatsa. He's not yaitze. An asher is not yaitze with the carbon ani. Now wait a second. If that's true that he's not yaitze with the carbon ani, if he's not yaitze, then hechi kava. How could this person, after he becomes rich, say that this $100 bill is for my chatas bird and this one's for my oila bird? He's not chayiv a chatas bird and not chayiv an oila bird. So that designation was just meaningless. Nothing is chal from that. He doesn't have a chatas bird that he's chayiv. He doesn't have an oila bird that he's chayiv. It wouldn't even work if he brought a chatas and an oila. He has to bring a behema. So how could the stand the brace? If he only why should any of his designation have any significance? If anyways, an usher can't bring a carbon ani. So elamayasach lamemar, what are you going to have to say to make the brisa make any sense? It's shekvar amar men yusay, that you have to say that when even though the brisa is written, that the order of the brisa is that he separated money, then he became rich, and then he designated the money. You have to say that that's not really what the brisa means. Really, he designated the money before he got rich. It was while he was still poor that he designated the money. The whole brisa is mishubash. It wasn't passed down obviously correctly, and obviously the brisa is not written correctly, because it wouldn't make any sense the way it's written now. And you have to say that when he designated the money, he really did that before he became wealthy. Well, says the Gemara, says Rav Sheshes, if anyways you're going to have to say that the brisa is mishubash, and you're going to have to say that you have to mix up and change words and change orders of the brisa, so then hachanami shekvar amar mishas afrasha. So then once you're changing it around anyways, is. So then we'll say also to change it around and say that, yeah, you know when he designated the money for his chatas and an ayla? It was the Shah, it was at the same time that he separated the money. As soon as he took the money out of his wallet, he said, this $100 bill is for my chatas, and this $100 bill is for my ayla. And since he did the b'shas afrasha, Rashi points out that the shas afrasha of money is like the equivalent of shas lekicha by a behema, of shas lekicha, and therefore even Rav Chista would agree that that designation, that verbal designation does work. That since he did the b'shas at the same time that he separated the money, that's considered like shas lekicha, and that's why the designation worked, that $100 bill became for his chatas, $100 bill became for his ayla, and that's why he can't use the $100 for his ayla to contribute towards his chatas behema that he's going to have to bring now that he's wealthy. Frak the Gemara, Ulur Rav Chaga Amar Rav Yeshia. But what about according to Rav Chaga Amar Rav Yeshia? The Amar Yatza, he says that if an Asher brings a carbon ani, he says that the Asher who's chayv a behema, if he brings birds, if he brings a carbon ani, that he's yaitze with that. So according to Rav Chaga, the Brisa isn't Meshubush. So if the Brisa is not Meshubush according to Rav Chaga, so then we could read the Brisa exactly as is, that the Brisa is saying that he designated the money after he became wealthy, because he could bring a carbon ani, so that there's a nation would work. He designated the money after he became wealthy, and you see that it worked, even though it's not Shas Afrasha, it's not Shas Lekicha, and it's not Shas Asiya. So you see that it works. So Ma'ikil Meimer turning out Amud Beis. So what are you going to say? So it's a Kasha on Rav Chista. What's Rav Chista going to say? You see over here that the designation worked, even though it's not Shas Lekicha, and it's not Shas Asiya. And Ritva points out that Rav Chista can't just tell you, oh no, I hold that this Brisa is going according to Rav Elazar, who holds that Asher is not Yaitzeh when he brings the carbon on him. Because according to Rav Elazar, then you have to make it, then the Brisa is Meshubash. So if you have two options of making the Brisa like Rav Elazar and then making it Meshubash, or making it like Rav Chaga and then it's not Meshubash, the logical approach would be to say that the Brisa is really Rav Chaga. If the Brisa is Rav Chaga, then the Brisa is not Meshubash. We can read the Brisa exactly as we thought originally, and then it comes out that you see that the verbal designation worked even though it was after he became wealthy, so it wasn't B'shas HaFrasha, and it wasn't B'shas HaSiyah, so it's a Kasha on Rav Chista. So says the Gemara, no, light tema v'achakach amar, even though the gears of our Brisa is that he became wealthy, and then afterwards he said, this is for my chatas, this is for my ayla. That's not what the way you're supposed to read the Brisa. Rather, read the Brisa, ela ema say, v'achakach lokach v'amar. After he became wealthy, he then took his money, again, he either didn't know, or for whatever reason, he took that money, and he went and he bought birds with that money. And when he bought the birds, he said, this one's for my chatas, and this one's for my ayla. So it was b'shas lekicha that he designated the money. And even though now we're adding a word, Rashi points out that's not called making the brisa meshubish and making that it's all mixed up. That's just adding a word, which is very common, that sometimes a word from a brisa could be missing and changed. So therefore, that's not already a problem. So it could be that the brisas are v'chaga, and just add in the word that v'acharkach lokach v'amar. Instead of v'acharkach amar, it's v'acharkach lokach v'amar, and then the brisa is not a kasha on Rav Chista. Frak the Gemara, even though that would technically make sense, but how could you then read the rest of the Brisa? Lokach, how could you say that the Brisa is talking about that this person actually bought the birds? But the Brisa says that what does he do? What's the halacha of such a person? The Brisa said that Maisev who may be chayvasoi, that he could use the chatas money towards towards his animal. So my niu, what does that mean? According to you, that he already bought the bird, so he doesn't have any money. What does it mean? Maisif who may be chayvasoi. How does that work? He already bought the bird. So how could you read the rest of the brisa? So says the Gemara, that's not a problem. The paraklay, we could say that after he bought the birds, he then redeemed it back onto money. Well, frak the Gemara of aim pidyon la'if. By animals, it could be pidyon works, but by eifes, it's a mishnah menachos kufa mebeis. Rashi brings that pidyon doesn't work. You can't be paida in eif. So if he bought the birds already, so then how is he using this towards his behema? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, it's like this. He didn't buy two birds. He only bought one bird. Kagon shalakach preda achas. He just bought one of the birds. And the Brisa means to say like this, that if the bird that he bought, and he said that, oh, this is going to be my Ayla, so that means now the other $100 bill that he has by his bedside, by his couch side, so that's his Chatas money. Because when he bought this bird, he said that the $100, he took his one of the $200 bills, and he went to the store, and he bought a bird, one bird with that. So if that bird that he bought was the Ayla, now by default, the money now that he has by his bed, that's Chatas money, and this bird's an Ayla. So he Ayla's oven, if the bird that he bought is an Ayla, so then Maisifu maybe Chayvasa midame Chatasai. So then he could use that Chatas money that he has by his bed, that other $100, which now becomes his Chatas money, and he could use that money towards his behema. V'hai Ayla, this bird that he bought, that's an Ayla, Azal and Nadava. That's gonna go, and he could bring it as a Nadava, on the Mizbeach. And he Chatas oven, and if the bird that he bought, when he bought the bird, the one bird, he said that this bird is going to be for a chatos, so then the rest of the money that's by his bed, that became oila money. So then, ein ma'isifu mevi chayvasa midimei oila, so he can't use that money towards his behema that he's now chayiv, because that money is oila money, and he needs to bring a behema as a chatos, and you're not allowed to switch from an oila to a chatos. And so then he's not going to be able to use that money. And what's he going to do with this chatos bird that he now bought? V'hai chatos az lamisa, and the chatos bird is going to go lamisa, like a chatos that the owner died, so that's the halacha, that it goes lamisa, so that's what the brisa means to say. So really the designation always happened b'shas lekicha, because after he became wealthy, he was lakach v'amar, he bought the bird, and that's when he said that this is going to be for my chatos, or this is going to be for my oila, but he only bought one bird, so he still has money, so depending on what that money is, he could potentially use it for, towards his behema. If it's chatos money, then he could use it towards his behema, and if it's oila money, then he cannot use it towards his behema. That's what the Braisa means to say, and there's no kashas on Rav Chista, so Baruch Hashem, we're left with Rav Chista's din as is, that a person could only be designate his birds either b'shas lekicha or b'shas asiyah.